Genius. Just listen to this. We've got tickets a little later on for the new Carole King musical that's coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It's called Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Our producer Clint went to see it, and you actually were taken to Scotland to see
Edinburgh, to the biggest theatre in Europe, to see this thing the other week, and it is fantastic. It really is the story about Carole King that you didn't know before Carole King became Carole King. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess it does.
There was so much more to this lady. Of course, Tapestry made her the international superstar that we all know, and songs like that. But she was a songwriter before that. She was basically part of a hit machine factory that wrote hit after hit for a whole pile of Motown artists, the Monkees. You name a hit in the 60s and 70s, and it was written by her and her husband or another couple in this hit factory. And that's what the basis of this show is. It's not just Carole and her songs.
So do they get up to Tapestry in the show?
Of course they do. And that's how it sort of concludes, because Tapestry came from a very awkward moment in her life and finding out that her husband was cheating on her and all that sort of stuff. Right. So it builds up to that, but it's an incredible set list of songs. And here's a little taste of what you're going to expect at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from Tuesday the 9th of January.
Beautiful.
So is that cast recording?
That is a cast recording.
Okay.
And so if you're a fan of Carole King, you're going to love this show. But like I said, for me, being not the hugest of fans, I was so delighted to know what she did before she was Carole King. And the young girl that plays this coveted role is a girl called Bronte Barber, I should say. And she was literally cast in this and has been having to play Carole King every night. Not a mean feat, not an easy thing to do. And she's relishing the role.
Initially daunting, just because I've never played a real person before in terms of somebody, you know, whose life I'm portraying. So it was daunting. And the music is so well respected and loved. I just wanted to get it right. But now I just love every single minute of it, so...
And Carole King wrote The Locomotion. Did you know that?
No.
She wrote, as I said, for the Monkees, and she wrote You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, the music. It was her husband that wrote the lyrics.
What? No wonder he left her.
You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman was written by a man.
A man?
Yes.
Goodness, I did not know that.
This and other shocks will come to you when you see Beautiful the
and
musical.
And does it go through her personal life at all? Because she's been married 4 times, I think.
Yeah, we only see the first husband.
Okay.
And that was, I guess...
The songwriter.
Yeah, what contributed to her musically in her life and that sort of thing. So we don't go through all the husbands.
Right, okay. It's not a divorce story then.
There's an Irish lad in the show too that's coming to the Bord Gáis on the 9th of January. His name's Ben Morris. He was in The Commitments that we hear earlier in the year. Yeah. He plays a few roles. He actually plays Neil Sedaka, one of the Righteous Brothers. They're all in this show as well.
Right.
And he loves singing all the songs that you hear in this show.
The last 10, 15 years has been the time of the Jukebox musical, and what that's really done is brought a lot of new people to the theatre who wouldn't usually go. I think that's a fantastic thing, and those people are more likely now to go and check out something else, and that can only be a good thing. And you're watching a wonderful piece of theatre. It's entertaining and it's a great story, and you're also giving people what they want. Like, not everything has to be Shakespeare.
Carole King,
a legend, and this really does show what a legend she is because of where she came from. Beautiful. It is the Carole King story, and it's on the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from the 9th. We're giving away tickets all this week. Listen to When the Feck after 9, and you could be there. And even if you can't win a ticket, it's €26 to get a cheap ticket for this
thing. That's good, yeah.
And you will learn so much.
It's a very limited run, and I'm always interested to go to something where the songs are so familiar and you had no idea that one person was responsible for them all.
If you like Jersey Boys, you will love this. This is a hit machine type of musical.
Right, okay.
And Marty Miller, you may even.
Really?
I know you're grinding your teeth now.
Yeah.
But you may enjoy this.
A little bit sick inside, yeah.
No.
Right?
You may.
I love the music, so...
could be one of those incidents.
How about you and me opening night?
Okay.
Right, there you go. It's a date.
It's January 9th to 20th, so a pretty short run all in all. Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Win your tickets here.